The Sitka Sound sacro herring fishery depends on timing. The fish must be caught when the roe is mature, but before the fish spawn. And this year, they spawned quickly. In three openings, seiners caught about 13,500 tons, less than half the total guideline harvest level of more than 28,800 tons. Still, Alaska Department of Fish and Game management biologist Dave Gordon says he has faith in the state's forecasting model.
You know, one thing that the model can't do is forecast surprises, and so this is really a surprise.
Early in their surveys, state managers saw what they considered a normal buildup of herring in all the usual places. They found some mature fish, but a lot of very immature fish whose eggs were not ready for harvest.
That changed very quickly, and we were anticipating that that might occur, where the more mature fish break away from the immature fish and hit the beach as the spawn, and that happened very quickly.
There were also gaps in the openings. The first two happened fairly rapidly, on March 31st and April 2nd, but then the fleet stood down for 5 days to allow the processors a chance to catch up.
The capacity is limited here for this fishery, and always has been, and I'm assuming always will be. It certainly would make it a lot easier if we could just harvest the whole quota in 2 or 3 days, and it would certainly lead to, you know, to get the better quality fish when they're available.
Only so many fish can be physically processed at one time, and with the end product headed for discerning gourmet markets in Japan, having them sit around waiting for processing could risk quality. ADF&G tracked 54.3 nautical miles of active spawn. Gordon says even though the fishery is over, there could still be more spawning. He says it's too early to explain exactly what happened this year and that managers will continue to conduct aerial surveys to monitor the spawn. The impact of catching less than half the quota became visible in Sitka this week. Some seine boats left even before the state announced the end of this year's fishery.
We count on this fishery this time of year to help kind of get the cash flow rolling in instead of rolling out.
That's Kelly Warren, who owns two tender vessels participating in this year's fishery, the Haukan and the Bainbridge. He says a lot of fish still came out of Sitka Sound this year, and that it's not the first time fishing has needed to stop before the guideline harvest level has been reached. Probably won't be the last either, he says. But what does that mean financially?
Well, for everybody, it's a little bit different. You know, I just bought a third boat this year, and it's down in the shipyard being worked on as we speak.
Warren says he was hopeful that they would catch the entire quota and that he would be able to get a jump start on fixing that third boat. But with less than half the expected fish caught, he says he'll take a financial hit, and some adjustments to plans for the rest of the year will have to be made. But he adds that sometimes that's just the way it goes.
You know, it takes a certain amount of just blind faith that when you go fishing, you'll catch some fish. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But it's what keeps us coming back.
And until the herring come back next year, Warren says he's off to the rest of his season. One vessel will tender for Southeast Salmon in June, and another one of his boats is heading down to Washington for sardines. With help from Robert Woolsey, I'm Ed Ronco in Sitka.